Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Drolo and Dibs. Turn the game on, bump up the volume. It's time to play ball with Drolo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
All right, boys and girls, the weekend is approaching. It's Drolo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Happy Thursday. Welcome to the show. Alex Boone, good friend of the program, in 1 hour. And this may be the day we need Alex Boone the most. How? How will the Niners deploy left tackle Justin Skoll? Sixth round rookie out of Vanderbilt. Big challenge this weekend against the Pittsburgh Steelers. How do you make sure Jimmy G's backside is appropriately covered? Does Low know the bit that is sweeping the nation? It returns today, 7:45 a.m., for the first time, I have been informed of who the mystery guest is in advance. Ooh, I know who it is right now.
You do?
It's awesome. It is awesome. The first two were Mike Allstott and who was last?
Icky Woods.
Icky Woods. Two great names. This one is huge.
Huge.
So I'm actually tipping my hand a little bit and letting Low know, you know, don't aim low on this one. All right? Don't aim low. This is a huge name. If you've never played along with this, we bring on a celebrity. Low does not know who it is. He has 10 questions to ask to get the individual correct. The individual can only say yes or no. Low nailed Allstott, missed on Icky Woods. He looks for redemption today. How are you feeling, by the way?
Feel great. Icky didn't. I thought we had, it was a miscommunication between Icky and I. It was a slam dunk. If I would have got the, if I understood what he said on that one. So.
It was a miss, unfortunately.
No, you know? Pretty much because I asked the defense. I said, did you play offense? And I thought he said no. So that's why I stayed on defense. At the end of the thing, I said defense, even a defensive name.
See,
so
I don't like this. You got to shake that off. Yeah. You're still holding that.
I'm holding it.
Yeah,
I'm
still holding on to that. You got to shake that off.
Much
you
like a pass
today.
Pattern where you work hard to get open, the ball comes to you, and you just drop it. It's unfortunate. You worked hard. You got open. The quarterback delivered it. You got to move on to the next down.
All right, you didn't have to make it personal.
I was going to say,
even Steph Curry doesn't make all his shots, and he's the greatest shooter of all time,
right,
coach.
Right. So I didn't mention any letters. I didn't even say the letter or the number.
that would not make for a good T-shirt. All right, so does Low know, 7:45, write it down. Your last chance. Today's Thursday. Last chance to win Breakfast with Baldy. Brian Baldinger, former NFL offensive lineman, now at the NFL Network. He's coming in studio tomorrow. He's going to do the whole show with us, 6 to 10. You and a guest will have a chance to come in, watch the show, hang out, have some breakfast. That last chance to qualify, to win, actually, is at 8:15. 8:15 today, and then Eric Davis, good friend of the program, at 9:05. That was a baseball game yesterday. Actually, that was two good baseball games yesterday. The A's win 1-0 in extras. They'll figure out a way to win in any scenario imaginable. Good team, bad team, home, road, high scoring, low scoring. And then Bruce Bochy, the skipper at Fenway, gets his 2,000th win, becoming just the 11th manager all time to hit such a milestone. And you know what? We didn't have to sweat the damn game out. The Giants just played great from start to finish, and we were able to enjoy the evening.
Yeah, it turned into a bit of a laugher, and for the fans that traveled out there, they got a chance to witness it, and for Bruce Bochy to get that milestone victory in perhaps the most famous and the most popular ballpark in all of Major League Baseball. You put Wrigley up there, those two probably go head-to-head for best stadium in baseball, but to do it in a historic venue like that on a great, as you were saying before the show, a nice crisp autumn night, pretty special spot for it to happen.
Always cool to see baseball in the Northeast in September and October when everyone starts to bundle up last night, and you had that. Yeah. And you've been a part. You've seen milestones. LT getting carried off the field, all that cool stuff. You're watching last night. What are you thinking about Boach?
You know what? I just still wish Madison was still on the mound with him, man. Just to witness that, to watch the big fella, Boach, the emotions that he showed, pointing at the crowd, walking around. It was a huge moment for him. It was a huge moment. You saw how elated he was. Here's a guy who showed emotions. You see him come out of the dugout pointing, you know, waving at some of the Giants fans and everyone there acknowledging greatness. You acknowledge greatness. It was great. It was a great moment. I thought the players played awesome, Joe. And that's a game there that you said, no, I don't know. The question I'd ask is, could anyone have beat them last night? Could anyone have beat them knowing that moment, the momentum, what they wanted, what they were trying to accomplish, how deep they reached down deep to pull that off? Unbelievable. Great win.
Today's Take Your Pick poll question is brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet. We'll be up on the website soon at 957thegame.com. Will the Giants sweep the Red Sox? Day game today, Madison Bumgarner against Eduardo Rodriguez. There's an interesting angle here I'll get to in a second. This is the actual poll question. The real poll question I wanted to ask, which I got vetoed down on, was who had the bigger win last night? Boachy for 2,000 or Joe Fortenball for bet 162? Laid the alternative line, 3.5. A $300 bet paid $1,500 last night. I cut the gap from $4,000 down to $2,500. We're back in business.
You're back.
Couple more Hail Marys and we're right back in this thing.
It's not over.
Can you believe that? They came out and got up 3-0. I was like, this miracle may actually play out.
You cut 1,500 last night.
The $1,500 winner is the biggest winner of the season.
It's huge. It's like he's saying, you're down 4 touchdowns. You need a score. You need a stop. Then you need a score, an onside kick, a score, an onside kick, and then one more score. But you got to get the first score before all that other stuff happens. And touchdown, Fortenbaugh.
This is Miracle at the Meadowlands Part 2.
Joe, it happens. And you know, you gave, don't give.
Actually, it'd be Part 2B because Part 2 actually happened. So this would be Part 2B.
I played a game being down 28-0. I know what that's like. So you still
would you lose 35-3?
No, we won.
Oh, really?
Remember the Chargers? We went to Cincinnati.
That's right. I know that game. So I bet on that game.
You're in that situation right now. You got this, baby.
So who had the bigger win? Because Boach could have won 2,000. I mean, let's be honest. There are a bunch of games they let get away this year. That was just scheduling.
It's yours.
But bet 162 with the back against the wall. The Hail Mary laying 3.5 runs with a team that never scores 3.5 runs in a game. That's it. You could make the case that Boach was trying to steal a little bit of my light last night, which, you know, I'm going to let him get away with it because he's had some success here.
I mean, that was such a big win, Dibs. Do you want to tell him to bend the knee? Is that a big enough win for we allow him maybe to bend the knee?
No, there will be none of that.
No chance. He's still so
first
far.
First of all, no. He would never allow that. And I would never allow it either. I'm seeing this thing to the end. It's gracious of you to pretend as if you would allow such a thing to take place.
It was fake news.
We all know it's fake news.
Yeah, and essentially he's got to get a little bit closer. And at that point, if he gets closer within 1,000, he'll be running so hot. There's no way he would ever think about bending the knee, this guy.
What ends up happening today? This is what I wanted to ask, because the Giants are a big dog. They're going up against Eduardo Rodriguez, a lefty. They've had a lot of problems with lefties this season. But take me through this. On one hand, they've won the series in Boston, and Yastrzemski hit the home run. You had the great moment there. Boachy got win 2,000. They're probably celebrating last night. So I don't think you're going to get a good effort from them today. But you also have Bumgarner pitching. And it's not like Bumgarner was partying. He may be out, but he's not going to be drinking and celebrating. So what do? Do you just go under?
I think under is the play, because you have a Red Sox team that is also in pack it in, mail it in mode. They know their season's over. The Giants were fighting for 2,000, and obviously Yaz was fighting for family legacy being back in Boston. So all that stuff's off the table. Day game after night game, this game might end up 0-0.
How about Samardzija had a no-hitter going last night?
No.
That was incredible. No strikeouts. It was one of the oddest no-hitters I've ever seen in my life. And then it eventually got broken up with the solo shot, and I think the sixth. But regardless, that was the perfect pitcher for that situation. You come off a 15-inning game in which they use, I think, including the starter, they used 12 pitchers. If I'm wrong, they used 11. You need a guy who can eat up innings, and that was the difference. Chacin is not that guy. Since the Red Sox acquired him, he's taken him out 3 times, but he's never gone 3 innings. He's pitched well, but they kind of use him as like the whole reliever thing.
Right.
Come in, give us a couple innings, and we'll go from there. That's not a good spot to be in if you're the Sox. because you've already taxed that bullpen tremendously the night before. So Marshall was a perfect guy for that spot yesterday.
Yeah, and he went out and dominated. He shoved, as they say. And you know Bumgarner's going to go out and compete. There's no way he's going to go out there and mail in any start, let alone any pitch. So you know he's going to be ferocious, a giant team thinking about, you know, what's next. And the only other thing they could possibly do, Lo, would be to run the table and get Bochy past Leo DeRocher for 10th all-time in wins. That's not a realistic goal, though. They got to 2,000. I think you start to see him downshift this baby and coast toward the finish.
Yeah, maybe that exhale. I don't know, Joe. I don't know how. I don't know what to tell you. These are two teams that, you know, that understand they're not going. They're both their seasons pretty much over. Last night's a huge win. They, you know, I know the skipper, they probably celebrate a little bit. So, you know, Madison's going to bring his A game, but just don't know what's left in the tank for neither one of these teams.
I didn't tell you this in the pre-show dibs. I two-pieced Lo via text message last night.
Uh-oh.
We were talking about some business stuff. I was able to help him out with something. He responds with thank you. Very, very honest thank you. And I respond with a meme of OJ smiling, and he got all twisted
you
up.
Know, I usually
OJ
go,
memes.
You know, I usually go, thank you, bro. But yeah. I said, thank you, Joe. Actually, thank you.
Yeah, it was very
Joe.
Personal.
You
know, and then there were the black prayer hands.
He gave me the same. He asked me a question. I answered it.
But
he gave me
dibs.
Black fist, black prayer hands. So.
I didn't give you dibs, though.
No.
It was nice, but then I had to follow up. I sent him an OJ meme.
Picture of OJ meme.
Yeah, because you've never like, sent you anything do? Via text
never.
That might be.
I've never sent you ever anything of OJ. Ever.
That's true.
It's 6'10", and you guys are talking about the juice.
How many
enough,
pay the
under? Buddy?
He must listen to the. I mean, he should have downloaded this the app, and he should be.
Basically, it should be Joe, Lo, Dibs, and OJ here
pretty
on 95.7
much.
The game. There's so much OJ content. All right. Interesting development in the Jalen Ramsey situation regarding the 49ers. That popped yesterday when we were off the air, so we will talk about it next. It's Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lo and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
For the first time, I have been given access to the guest in advance. Lo does not know this information. The guest is awesome. The guest is a huge name. It's going to be very difficult, but it's also going to be very fun. You have a shot. I'm not saying you can't do it because I know you, and I know you can pull this off. But it's just, it's big. And then afterwards, we get to do the interview, which is awesome as well. So that's coming up at 7:45. Not trying to put any pressure on you, just trying to set the mood, right? Light a couple candles. We're trying to set the mood around here. Bad news for some, good news for some. It depends on where you land regarding the conversation that we've been having over the last couple days regarding Pro Bowl cornerback Jalen Ramsey of the Jacksonville Jaguars. For those who are not up to speed on the story, here are the cliff notes. Last Sunday, in their loss in Houston against the Texans, Ramsey and head coach Doug Marrone kind of blew up at each other on the sideline. It wasn't a physical altercation, but it was a yelling match. Ramsey afterwards instructed his agent to request a trade from the Jaguars. Now, the Jags went out and pretty much granted that request. They said, all right, and they've been working the phones. We're not sure if a deal is close. Ramsey's expected to play tonight, Thursday Night Football, Jaguars-Titans. According to league rules, he would not be allowed to play on Sunday if he was ended up being traded tomorrow.
Gotcha.
So the point is, yeah, that actually did come out. You're only allowed to be on the 46-man roster one time per week. That actually was a rule that was discussed. Shout out Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network for getting to the bottom of that. So Ramsey, one of the best corners in the business available. But Jags were saying they wanted two first-round picks, so you got to give a big draft capital, and you got to give them a new contract, and it's going to be very pricey. Bottom line, some 49ers fans wanted to see a pursuit. Some did not. Matt Maiocco, NBC Sports Bay Area, had the story yesterday. The Niners not in on Ramsey. Not in. Not calling the Jaguars, not trying to work out a deal. They are not in on Ramsey. Your thoughts when you hear that report? You like it?
I love it. I think that this is an organization, Joe, you talked about, hey, look, take your time. You crawl before you walk before you run. You know what? You're crawling. Just enjoy it. Right now, let's address some other needs on this team. A bigger need is tackle than corner. Right now, your corners are playing pretty good. Weatherspoon was rated one of the highest corners in week one. Okay, we understand he played Tampa and Jameis Winston. We get that. But still, it's still a fact. His numbers look pretty good. The guy's starting to play a lot better. Give it time. Your defensive front is getting after guys. They're wrecking, causing havoc. Your offensive line, you got a six-rounder that you're throwing it through out there, and you're going to be planning to get some very formidable pass rushers. So I just think that, look, I'm glad they're passing. Hopefully they understand what they need to do to compete. And right now, to compete at a higher level, tackle's a bigger need.
Now, Dibs, you were a big fan of the Niners pursuing Jalen Ramsey. It turns out they're not going to do so. How heartbreaking is that? Is that one of those, man, this is a huge swing and a miss, or it's one of those, all right, no big deal, we'll all move on?
It's more of a first pitch swing and a miss. So the count's 0-1. You're not striking out on this swing and a miss. Now, I will reserve further judgment until we decide or we find out where he goes, because if he goes to the Rams, if he goes to Seattle, if he goes to a team against whom you're going to have to play, and he comes back to haunt you in a fashion that you don't necessarily anticipate right now, then it becomes much more of a swing and miss. If he winds up going to whatever AFC destination you want to pick, a team you're not going to play, you don't see him, fine. It might be a swing and a miss, not a big swing and a miss. And also, it depends on how Akello Witherspoon continues to play. And Kaywan Williams in the slot hasn't been terrific. The pass rush has kind of been not lipstick on a pig, because they've played better than that, but pending this pass rush becoming mediocre or there being a team that can protect, then maybe we see Witherspoon exposed.
We talk about the idea of recency bias on this show quite a bit, letting moments, events, things that have taken place in the immediate past have too much of an influence on your decision moving forward, right? For example, if we come in and we do a show completely dedicated to the Rolling Stones and it gets a huge review, we might come in the next day and say, hey, we should do another show completely dedicated to the Rolling Stones. And if it doesn't work, it's like, well, what happened? Well, you know, we were influenced by what had happened recently. It's a rudimentary example, but you kind of get where I'm going. This kind of had an effect, I believe, on some of the fan base that really wanted to see Jalen Ramsey as a member of the Niners. Don't get me wrong. He's a great talent. He's a great talent. But you have to think about what you're giving up to acquire someone like that. It's not just the draft picks. It's also the contract. And with the Buckner deal coming up, with Armstead headed for free agency, with Ronald Blair headed for free agency, with everything else you need to account for, that is a significant undertaking for one player. Do you want to invest that much of your resources into one guy? The injury would destroy you. If he doesn't work out and he doesn't end up buying into the concept, it would destroy you. The Niners, because they're 2-0, have a lot of people thinking, this could be the year, you've got to get aggressive. Just stay the course. It's been 5 years of bad football, and now suddenly the clouds are breaking. Just because the clouds are breaking, you don't need to buy the convertible Porsche and start driving up and down the 880, right? Go ahead and stay the course. Let's go ahead and continue to clear the clouds. Let's continue to build this thing up. Keep your draft capital. Manage your cap well. You're moving in the right direction, right? You're moving in the right direction. Having Ramsey would no doubt make you a better football team right now, but what about next year, 2 years, and 4 years down the road? Remember, you want to be a team that's competitive every year. You want to be a team like the Ravens or the Steelers prior to like the last year and a half. Everyone aims for the Patriots. That's great. But how much fun is it if you're able to get to the playoffs every year? You don't have to be a viable Super Bowl champ every year, but if you're always in position for a wild card berth, if you're always contending for the division, that is a fun life as a football fan. Go to Miami, go to Detroit, go to Cleveland, go to some of these teams that never get to experience the playoffs or a playoff win. All you want is to be competitive yearly, and that's too much of an investment in Ramsey. I love where you were at with the argument, Dibs, and I know the guy would give you a ton of buzz, and he would help the team, but this is okay. It's okay to not bring this player in.
I think you're right. It's okay, and I think it could be, I don't think it could wind up being a disaster. Even if he goes to the Rams, let's say, you're only going to play them twice. If he has, you know, four pick sixes, then maybe it hurts a little bit more, but it probably won't come back directly to bite you. I just hope that this becomes a boost of confidence to Akello Witherspoon. Like Lowe's saying, he's played better. He was the best corner in football, according to Pro Football Focus, in week one. He's off to a nice start. I hope that continues, because in Jalen Ramsey, you have a pretty good corner there. So we talked about it before the year, Lowe, that this was the weakness of the defense. So far, it hasn't been. I hope for their sake and for your sake, really, that it continues.
Well, I don't know about my sake. I think that I have nothing to do with this, Dibs. I'm just telling you what I see.
You've been a big we guy, though, when it comes to the Niners this year.
We determined yesterday you can say we.
Yeah, and so that's why I'm saying for him, who is a guy using we as it pertains to the Niners, I'm hoping for you that you guys continue to play well back there.
Yeah, I can't make any plays, so I'm gonna defer to that. But I can tell you this: what my eyes have seen is the defensive front has been pretty good this year. That front four, and you alluded to it yesterday. all the different guys taking turns getting sacks, making tackles. I think you had like 8 guys on that front four, what they were able to do. That's a lot of guys getting involved in plays. So when you have that happening up front and you're talking about getting after the quarterback, not giving him a lot of time, it usually leads to success. You look at the Giants. The Giants have a pretty good corner. He said, look, nobody in the league can cover for 4 seconds, 5 seconds.
Janoris Jenkins, he's at 10 seconds.
He feels like
he's just out there all day.
When you're out there like that all day, it's tough to do. Tough to do.
All right. All that good stuff's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Now, yesterday's injury report had some very, very interesting nuggets. We're going to get to that next. But first, we are going to set an over-under, an aggressive over-under of just one.
What?
Just one nice guy, Stephen Langford, for today's update. So, without further ado.
I'm banging the over.
And all the pressure in the world. So am I. We're all going over.
Wow.
Here is Stephen Langford with what's coming up on the game.
What's coming up on the game, Joseph, Lorenzo, and Daniel, is brought to you by Nutrisystem for men. Bruce Bochy has reached the milestone of milestones as he has gathered his 2,000th career win last night with the 11-3 win over the Red Sox. He is just the 11th manager in baseball history to do so. On to football, the 49ers continue to get ready for the Steelers this Sunday. Now, 49ers right tackle Mike McGlinchey joined Damon Ratto and Kolsky yesterday and discussed the 2-0 record.
I mean, it feels great. It always feels great to win, but you can't worry about how it feels to win for too long. We enjoy it for a day, and then we get back to work. We're not satisfied.
You can catch the interview on 957thegame.radio.com. Today is Thursday, so that means we play Does Lo Know? Every Thursday, we bring on a mystery celebrity guest, and Lo, well, he tries to guess who it is. Does Lo Know? Coming up at 7:45. Remember, you can take Joe Lo and Dibs on the go. Download radio.com app and favorite 957 The Game. Lose weight eating the food you love. Now save $50. Plus, get a week of protein pack shakes free at Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details. Coming up at 7 o'clock, former 49er Alex Boone with Joe Lo and Dibs on 957 The Game.
Joe Lo and Dibs continues on 957 The Game.
It's not awful. D4 did not practice. Kyle Shanahan says he's day-to-day as he continues to battle this quad knee situation that's been plaguing him for a little while. Jaquaski Tartt did not practice due to a toe injury. So there you go. Jimmy Ward was limited. And, of course, Tevin Coleman, Jalen Hurd, Joe Staley, and Trent Taylor were out. No surprises there. None of them are going to play this weekend. So the bad news is essentially D4. Now, I don't think any of us expected him to practice. And when he was in Kansas City, he didn't practice much throughout the course of the year. How alarming is this leading into the Pittsburgh game, though? Do you expect him to play, given the information you have at your disposal right now?
I don't know, Joe. It's really tough to say because of the fact he went out during the game. And I understand he's done this in Kansas City, so you say, okay, it's not alarming. Then I'm fine with that if that's the case, if he's done it in Kansas City. The alarming part is, did he come out in games in Kansas City? Did he miss games? So now you're missing you misplayed only a game and a half, and you weren't able to go. So now it's starting. That's the alarming part. I understand because you're a veteran, so you don't need necessarily to practice. I get that. You can handle it. You could stay in shape, get on a treadmill, do other exercises, stuff that's not as strenuous. I get that part of it. But he missed a game. He missed a half of a game. So that's the alarming part to me. Just want to make sure, can this guy get back on the field? Can he give you the meaningful minutes that you need? Because you're going to need a pass rusher of that stature. You're going to need D Ford with the 10 or more sacks. That's what you need. That's what you brought him in here for. I understand the practice, but you do need him for the games.
Yeah, but I think that there's so much time in the season that you can kind of ease him in. He's playing less than 50% of snaps through 2 games so far. Obviously, you want to have that increase. He's not going to ever be a guy who's out there for 80 or 90% of the defensive snaps. So for me, the practice, as you were mentioning earlier in the week, a guy like that with his level of gravitas probably doesn't need to be out in practice to refine his technique. It's more about taking care of the quad, staying healthy. I think come Sunday, as sure as Sunday comes after Saturday, he'll be out there, and he'll play about 50 to 60% of the snaps.
This is a really good offensive line. This is going to be the best offensive line that the Niners defense has faced all season. Obviously, it's a young season. The Bengals were banged up a bit, and Tampa Bay's offensive line, I'm not really sure where they rate. They had a terrible preseason game against Cleveland, so they're probably not one of the top 10 units in the game. This is a good offensive line. I don't know if they're great. I don't know if they're number one or two, but they are very good. So this is going to be a great test, a great measuring stick game for Robert Saleh's pass rush. It's going to be a very important measuring stick game so we know where these guys are at moving forward, especially as we start to put an eye towards Monday night against Cleveland in 2 weeks. Not to get ahead of ourselves, but that's going to be a marquee game should you survive 3-0. Now, we went through the bad news. There is good news, believe it or not. You'll notice I gave you the guys who were not practicing yesterday. I did not mention Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa was a limited participant in Wednesday's practice. So it's not as if he missed Wednesday and he's going to miss Thursday and then Friday he'll be limited. He practiced on Wednesday. He was limited, but the fact that he's out there now, this thing's getting better.
Yeah, sometimes when you get a new car and you take it out on the freeway and you jump on it, or your car is cold and you jump on it and it might sputter and then you, and then it takes off. It's no different than when you have a guy, he's injured, you know, and all of a sudden he goes out there and he plays against, you know, Tampa Bay. He wants to get off. He's that new car. He feels okay. He's been injured, but then he gets out and he wants to take off. Bah! He feel that thing kind of tweak on him a little bit. And he's like, hey, am I hurt? And all of a sudden now in this week, he knocked off the cobwebs against Tampa. Cincinnati, he felt a lot better. And now you see this guy starting to get back in his rhythm. So I just think that, hey, he needed to get that out there, get that game experience on him. Body's starting to harden up. This is a good thing that you got Nicky Bosa at practice. It's a good thing because that means now, you know, you've been getting the one-on-one, certain things. Now you can start getting more in-depth in the defense. You start getting more exotic. And what do you mean by more exotic? Okay, cool. The guy's going to short set you. You know what we're going to do now? Now we're going to run a TE where the tackle goes first and then the end loops around. Now you can start getting these two guys because you got another guy in 99, when those two guys get on the same page and they start running some stunts together. Buckner, Big Buck, when those two get on the same page and start running some games and some twists and ET, do you know what those guards and tackles are going to be doing? They're going to be holding on to their shorts saying, okay, is they coming? Are they running a twist? Are they running a game? Are they running a hard slant? Those two guys could be, in my opinion, it's got the chance to be, dare I say, better than Cowboy and Alden Smith.
That's a tall cotton, as we like to say.
Big endorsement. Exciting endorsement, though. I'll give you that.
But does it not got a chance? I mean, you think about what these two have done.
It's interesting because you make the parallel because Justin Smith was such a strong physical presence inside that he, when they run those games, he could take up the two blockers, and Alden, with his length and his speed and his range, was able to run free. And you think about the same thing with Nicky Bosa. While not as tall and maybe as lanky as Alden Smith, his ability with his hands and his ability to get around the corner with DeForest Buckner's power on the inside, I could picture it right now with Buckner kind of going out toward the tackle and letting Nicky Bosa wait that one beat and then swooping inside
trouble.
In between the guard, and all of a sudden the quarterback's got himself a real problem.
Think about what we've seen this pass rush do so far this season, before realizing that it came on the road with no help in terms of crowd noise. Now you're going to have a situation where, depending on how the fan base decides to show up on Sunday, you could create enough crowd noise to rattle a very young and inexperienced quarterback and give, simultaneously, your defensive line that extra fraction of a second to get off the ball to beat their opponents. Think about how devastating of a pass rush that could be. We have not seen this with the benefit of crowd noise yet. We have not seen this.
It could be
that
huge.
Is what I'm very excited about this weekend. That is the most exciting element to all of this weekend, is whether or not the fans are able to deliver the necessary amount of hostility required to get that pass rush to the next level. Now, Kyle Shanahan, the head coach, yesterday spoke about the fans, Levi Stadium, and the crowd noise. We're going to play that for you next because we've got some very pressing questions for you about how you plan on showing up this weekend. It's Joe Lo and Dibs doing work here on 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lo and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Big showdown today to get to either 2-1 or 1-2. As you missed that shot, Lo just shot a bottle at a basket. Or I should say a wastebasket.
You know, and I apologize.
He smashed it off the side wall. It was such a bad shot.
Mr. Myers, I know you're listening, Bob Myers, but I have to.
That was hilarious.
If the wall's not there, it goes in. Draws.
Right. Just like if you're shooting the corner three and you hit the side of the backboard. If the side of the backboard wasn't there, it still would have been an awful shot. But you're right. It wouldn't have bounced back so violently.
Right.
Anywho, I can see why you chose football and not basketball. That's been cleared up.
Yeah.
Again, I apologize, Bob. Mr. Myers.
You know, what kind of sandwich is this? There we go. It's not even 7 o'clock yet.
Critical sandwich.
Man, yeah, it was all put down. Where's the beef?
There's no actual compliment wedged in there. It's just an amalgamation of criticism.
Wow.
Okay.
Please.
Kyle Shanahan meeting with the media yesterday touched on a wide variety of issues, one of which was the Niners coming home to play their first game at Levi Stadium. Take a listen.
I'm expecting to be a strong 49ers crowd. Pittsburgh always travels well wherever I've been. When I was in Atlanta and we were on our way to the Super Bowl, we still had to use the silent cadence at home, even when we were 11-4 at the time. It's not always like that. I don't think we've given our fans a lot to be excited about in the 2 years I've been here at home or the years prior. But when we have, I think our stadium's been loud. I always revert back to the Christmas Eve game versus Jacksonville. We were out of it, and I thought our fans were as loud as any stadium I've been at. I felt it last year versus Oakland. Felt it versus Seattle last year. So when we've given our – I think our fans come ready. And if we come ready, I think we'll be very happy about our home field advantage.
15-25 at Levi's. 15 wins in 40 games at Levi's. But that's the past. We're looking forward to a new future. That starts Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think there's a mindset that the Niner fan base is going to have to break away from in order for this thing to get to the next level. So often the focus, as it should be, is on the team. Developing the quarterback. Is Garoppolo going to take the next step? Is Kyle going to develop as a play caller? Is he going to become a better head coach? Is the defense going to be improved? We go through all these talking points over the course of the offseason, training camp, the preseason, and then inevitably the start of the regular season. Some of this applies to the fan base as well. It's been a difficult adjustment. You move away from a beloved locale like Candlestick. You are in this new neighborhood. A lot of people disagree with it. It's further away. There are some issues, the heat and some of the other things, parking, cost, all that stuff. That's all reasonable, all very reasonable, especially when the product isn't winning. Those elements tend to become magnified. But now, if the organization itself is going to put the losing culture behind them, the fan base itself has to put their problems with the venue behind them as well. All for one, one for all. It's time to move this thing into the next level. And you have a big challenge in front of you because let's just throw out this wild hypothetical. The Niners host a playoff game. I know it sounds crazy, but imagine having the ability to host a playoff game. Imagine something even more reasonable. Late in the year in December, you're in a situation where you have to record a win and you're playing at Levi's. Is this fan base capable of tipping the scales? If we're talking about a 1.5-point spread, Vegas sees it right down to the wire. Are you, as a member of the fan base, going to be able to tip the scales? Or is it still going to be about, well, it's too far away. Well, it's not Candlestick. Well, it's too hot. Well, you know, the building doesn't have a soul. These issues, we all have to get over them.
Right, and they have to start now because you can't just flip a switch as a crowd and in that game you're talking about it's win and go to the playoffs, it's lose, it's don't go to the playoffs, and you need your crowd to come through with a false start from the other team, be loud enough to where you coax the other team into mistakes. You can't just turn that on. The Roracle crowd in Oakland didn't become Roracle overnight. It took time, it took the We Believe dramatics, and it took a consistent culture in the building to make it the loudest arena in basketball. Now, they go to Chase Center. It's not automatically going to be that same Oracle vibe that we had. We know it already changed a little bit in Oakland. It's going to be different in San Francisco. It takes time. So for the crowd, Lo, this is almost as big a game as it is for the team because you got to, first of all, show up. Secondly, you got to show out and be loud, and you got to help support this team in moments where they need it.
Absolutely. Changing the culture. Just like Kyle Shanahan came in here is trying to change a culture for the San Francisco 49ers. You change a crowd culture that you know that people understand and fans don't know, and other teams that come in here, opposing teams, like, my God, that crowd. It's the reason why people talk about Kansas City and Denver and the different places that you go in Seattle and say, man, that crowd noise, it plays a big factor. You ask, can it help win a game? Can it win a game? It can win a game. And it's third and a half a yard. and you get up to the line and it's and the crowd just goes crazy. You know, the offensive line, they understand it's a half yard and they know it's going to hand the ball off. It's a belly, fullback belly. And you imagine this crowd's going crazy. The offensive line, the guard's got his hand in the dirt in a three-point stance. He's getting low. He sees Buckner over there gritting his teeth, and he's in a four-point stand. And the guard's like, okay, I got to get off. I know I got this guy. Hey, we got an ace block up to the Mike linebacker. We got to come off the ball hard. All of a sudden, the crowd's starting to get louder, and he goes up to the line. The quarterback's underneath the center, thinking about a quarterback sneak. Buckner's over there licking his chop. The guard, he says, I'm getting him. I'm going to get him. And all of a sudden, the crowd even gets louder. Bloofer, and he jumps offside. Before you know it, now it's second. It's third down now, and now 5.5. You can't run quarterback sneak. You're not going to necessarily be able to run the ball. You can't do quick three-yard slants. So, yes, can it change the outcome of the game? Without a doubt. Just gave you an analogy.
I love it. It's from great. The 408 on the Chilton Auto Body text line. See, this is what I'm talking about right here. A crappy team can change. A crappy stadium can't. See, this is what you have to break away from. This is your stadium. Whether you like it or not, it's your stadium if it's your team. It's time to just get past the issues. I've got some troubling news for you. Candlestick was a crappy stadium. Three Rivers was a crappy stadium. Veterans Stadium was a crappy stadium. They're all crappy structures. Crappy, dirty, old structures. The physical structure itself is not what gives you the memories. It's you. It's the team. It's the noise. It's the moments. That is what Levi's is missing. Traffic, heat, all these things, you got to get past it now. If the team's going to get past the losing era and the excuses of, well, those were Balky's draft picks. Well, you know, we've had this problem. Well, some guys are hurt. They've got to get past their issues. Fans need to get past their issues. You got to make the best of the situation. If it's a few extra miles, sorry. Suck it up or jump ship if that's what it takes. But if you need to get this thing to the next level, it's going to have to become hostile at the very least.
Yeah, and you have to just deal with what you have. You know, the cards have been dealt, and maybe you want the team to still be in San Francisco. Well, they're not. They're in Santa Clara. Maybe you don't necessarily want to be sitting in the sunny side, but if that's where your seats are, put on some sunscreen and be there for your team, support your team. Because ultimately what you're saying and what Lowe's saying, the difference between third and inches and third and five, that might be the difference between a touchdown or a field goal, a win or a loss, playoffs or no playoffs. And we know that, especially in football, the crowd can tangibly change the game. In basketball, you know, you may cheer and you may wave your wild inflatable sticks behind the basket and the guy might miss a free throw. That's one point.
Wild inflatable sticks.
You know, thunder sticks or whatever. those wiggle sticks. Inflatable wiggle sticks. You may wiggle yeah. behind the basket.
You wiggle.
Exactly.
Inflatable tube man. Wacky inflatable tube man.
Baseball, you can, you know, maybe, you know, you can boo the guy or you can, what's the matter with, you know, Tompkins, he's a bum or whatever. But in football, you can really make the change if you're loud and if the crowd is into it.
You can. And that's the whole thing that Dibs just laying out. Now you're talking about instead of third and inches, and now you convert that first down, and now it goes to turn into a touchdown, especially in third and five, and now you don't convert, and now all of a sudden you're punting the ball. That's what if it's an end of the game, what, before halftime. Points are very valuable, especially when it comes down to football.
I'm excited for this game. I'm excited for this stretch. I hate the fact that the bye is after this game because no matter what happens this week, I'm not going to want 2 weeks until the next game, right? Even if it's a loss, I'm going to want to get right back on the horse and see if the team can rebound on Monday night against Cleveland. And if it's a win, you got to sit around for 2 weeks wondering, and here's your talking point already, is the bye going to hurt the momentum? You know we're headed for a momentum conversation next week.
I love it.
You absolutely know it.
I think
you know where I stand on that. I will not waver.
If they win, you're going to see 49ers across all kinds of media platforms during that bye week. 3-0, Jimmy G on Sunday Night Football with a teleconference at halftime. Or maybe, you know, he sits in with Al Michaels and
all my children
maybe
on ABC.
He's the
if
one
that
who slides in instead of Chris Collinsworth. I'm here with Jimmy Garoppolo. And Jimmy does the slide in like Collinsworth.
Slide in money.
At 3-0, you can go ahead and spread yourself all over the globe as a 3-0 Niner team. If you lose, then maybe you go into a little bit more anonymity during the bye.
Nah, the media's ready. They are ready media. To grab this team.
The media.
Oh, yeah. The media was hot.
The media.
I love the media, brother.
Are you saying media? It's media.
He was saying the media.
Are you saying the media?
Yeah,
I'm the media.
Oh,
but he just threw
not
media.
The Alameda.
Yeah,
this is just the media.
Yeah,
we've got fans on the phone that are planning on going down. Alex Boone's coming up in just a moment. The consultant, Walnut Creek. The consultant, welcome to the show. Your thoughts on the conversation,
guys? Good morning. You know, usually when I call in, I've got some sort of analyst stuff to do or consulting stuff to do. Today, I'm just pumped, man. Look, I've been 13 year Niner season to get older, Candlestick days. Going to every game at Levi's, and I'm telling you, this Sunday is going to be different. I can feel it. This Sunday, the crowd is going to be pumped. We're 2-0. I'm telling you, we had nothing to cheer about for the last 5 years, and we've still been showing up. It might not seem like it on TV. Yeah, it gets hot, so people go into the turnstiles and people go into the concourse, but people show up. We're out there tailgating. We're out there having a good time, and we've got nothing to cheer about. In my section, Section 222, the loyalists are always there. We're never selling our tickets. And I'm telling you, I went to 2 years ago when it was Jimmy G's first game, or last year before he got hurt. That place was pumped. We felt something. And then he got injured and everything went away. This year, man, that crowd is going to be bumping. Don't you guys worry. It is going to be jammed. It is going to be loud. And you're going to be proud of us.
Appreciate the phone call. That's what you want to hear. I think we're going to get more of that between today and tomorrow. We will open the phone lines to the fans. If you're heading down, give us an idea of what you're thinking. How's this year compared to previous years? 888-957-9570. But we would like to welcome you to the 7 o'clock hour of Jolo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. 45 minutes from now, the segment that's sweeping the nation, Does Lo Know? Celebrity guest on hold. Lo does not know who it is. He has 10 questions to guess the individual correctly. 7:45. I've been privy to the information of who today's guest is. Big time name. Lo, I hope you're bringing your A game today. You got it right in week one. You got it wrong in week two. Very, very intrigued for the week three performance. Your last opportunity to win Breakfast with Baldy, that's at 8:15. Eric Davis at 9:05. But right now we go to the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video messages, and meetings across existing devices. Former Niners offensive lineman and 95.7 The Game football insider Alex Boone joining Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Alex, good morning and thank you for your time. Let's jump right into your area of expertise, the offensive line. Joe Staley out for the next 8 weeks with a broken left fibula. In steps rookie sixth-round pick Justin School. How do you go about coaching School up and putting him in a position to have success against the Steelers on Sunday?
Well, I'm certainly not going to put him on an island against T.J. Watt. I mean, I think that if I were Kyle Shanahan, I'd keep doing exactly what I'm doing, but I'm going to throw a lot more chips his way. I'm going to utilize the tight ends I can on his side. I'm going to throw a lot more fullbacks his way, tailbacks his way. Hey, listen, instead of swinging out to the right, we're swinging out to the left this weekend, all weekend, and we're chipping everybody. We're hitting everybody. More importantly, keep running the ball. Do exactly what you're doing. You shouldn't have to flinch here.
Does it change the way you try to set up your run game as far as maybe running the stretch to his side? Do you end up going to the right side more in the run game?
Oh, absolutely. I think you're gonna favor your right side in a lot of things. But, you know, I was thinking this morning was G-Row used to have this play where it used to be a weak side to the left, so the tight end would be to the right, and you would run a wide zone, and the fullback would come and complement with the tackle. And I was thinking, man, what a perfect play, right? Because all of a sudden TJ's going to go, I got this. And then here comes the fullback, and he kind of takes out maybe one of your legs. I mean, perfect play for a guy like this.
No question, but I totally agree with you. If you got a defender that can set the edge or create a new line of scrimmage, it totally will disrupt the offense, especially the run game, especially when you're trying to get out to the perimeter. What do you do? How would this affect also on the backside? The backside becomes the front side, as far as running backs being able to find their holes. What are they? Or what are this, will this kind of also limit it? The boots? How do you combat this?
No, I don't think it'll limit the boots. If anything, it might help your boots, because while you might have, you know, obviously Joe knows that he wants someone to cross his face, but these guys are going to be trying to cross School space the whole day because that's how they're going to defend it. Hey, listen, let's get movement on him. He's young. He hasn't been out there in a game. He's going to see movement all across his face. Use that to your advantage. They're going to be slanting across his face, boot away from all that all day.
Alex Boone, former Niner, offensive lineman, joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Levi's Stadium has been a source of a lot of discussion over the years, moving away from a legendary venue like Candlestick, moving it down to Santa Clara. This is a big test for the fan base this weekend. The Steelers are coming in. They always tend to travel well. The Niners, for the first time in a while, have something cooking. What are you expecting from the fan base?
Oh, I hope it's lit. I hope it is lit up. I mean, you guys started 2-0 right now, a place that not a lot of people thought you would start, and now you're kind of looking in the driver's seat of a 3-0 start, and then you go into a bye week where you can get healthy and rest up. If your fans aren't electric for that alone, I'm sorry.
What happens when you got to go silent count as an offensive line? So if Levi's is loud and Pittsburgh comes in and they need to go silent with a rookie quarterback, just how big of an edge is that for the 49ers defense?
Oh, it's huge. And not only that, but I think for the Steelers offensive line, who, in my opinion, has not been playing very well in the run game, but I think they're just having a tough time gelling. I think this team took a harder hit than people thought they would. And now you look and you say, oh, well, now you lose Ben Roethlisberger. And, oh, by the way, you don't really have the run game that you've had for so many years. Oh, and you got to go on silent count. That's a lot of factors to throw in on a team that's 0-2, possibly about to start 0-3. That makes them kind of a desperate team.
No question. Alex, when you think about guys like DeForest Buckner and Nicky Bosa practicing this week, what type of line stunts, when you're talking about TEs and tackle and in all the TEs and the different twists, what does that do for an offensive lineman? How can that sometimes confuse, especially in a hostile environment?
Oh, you go into a hostile environment, number one, your ears are already, they're just ringing, right? And then all of a sudden, I got to get the snap count, I got to know my mic, and I can't talk to somebody, I got to look at it. And then all of a sudden, I look up, and there's Nicky Bosa and DeForest Buckner. And I know that if I'm on the left side of that line, I'm twisting the hell out of them because I don't think Ramon Foster's been getting back fast enough.
Oh.
And you might as well take advantage of that. I mean, I'm looking at this offensive line wondering when are they going to show up. Well, now you're going into a hostile 49ers environment, and this is going to be fun to watch for this defensive line.
Alex Boone with us here on 95.7 The Game. One of the big stories this week was what developed in Jacksonville last Sunday. Jalen Ramsey, the all-world cornerback, had a blow-up with head coach Doug Marrone. He instructed his agent to request a team. The Jaguars are fielding calls. Very, very pricey. Now, the Niners have, apparently, according to some local reporters, they're not in on Ramsey. They're not pursuing the cornerback. But do you think that's something they should do? It would cost a lot of money in a contract and a lot of draft capital, but that's a big-time corner who could help this defense.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Aren't you guys 2-0?
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.